Populist Manifesto for Poets with Love. Poets, come out of your closets, open your windows, open your doors. You have been holed up too long in your closed worlds. Come down from your Russian hills and your Telegraph hills, your Beacon hills and your Chapel hills, your Brooklyn Heights and Montparnasses, down from your foothills and mountains, out of your teepees and domes. The trees are still falling and wheel to the woods no more. No time now for sitting in them as man burns down his own house to roast his pig. No more chanting Hare Krishnas while Rome burns. San Francisco's burning. Mayakovsky's Moscow's burning. The fossil fuels of life. Night and the horse approaches, eating light, heat, and power. And the clouds have trousers. No time now for the artist to hide above, beyond, behind the scenes, indifferent, paring his fingernails, refining himself out of existence. No time now for our little literary games. No time now for our paranoias and hypochondrias. No time now for fear and loathing. Time now only for light and love. We have seen the best minds of our generations destroyed by boredom at poetry readings. Poetry isn't a secret society. It isn't a temple either. Secret words and chants won't do any longer. The hour of oming is over. The time of keening come. A time for keening and rejoicing over the coming end of industrial civilization, which is bad for earth and man. Time now to face outward in the full lotus position with eyes wide open. Time now to open your mouths with a new open speech. Time now to communicate with all sentient beings, all you poets of the city hung in museums, including myself. All you poets, poets writing poetry about poetry. All you poetry workshop poets in the boondock heart of America. All you housebroken Ezra Pounds, all you far-out, freaked-out, cut-up poets, all you pre-stressed concrete poets, all you cunilingual poets, all you pay-toilet poets groaning with graffiti, all you A-train swingers who never swing on birches, all you masters of the sawmill haiku in the Siberias of America, all you eyeless, unrealists, all you self-occulting, super surrealists, all you bedroom visionaries and closet agitpropagators, all you Groucho Marxist poets and leisure class comrades who lie around all day and talk about the working class proletariat, all you Catholic anarchists of poetry, all you black mountaineers of poetry, all you Boston Brahmins and Bolinas bucolics, all you den mothers of poetry, all you Zen brothers of poetry, all you suicide lovers of poetry, all you hairy professors of poesy, all you poetry reviewers drinking the blood of the poet, all you poetry police, where are Whitman's wild children? Where are the great voices speaking out with a sense of sweetness and sublimity? Where the great new vision, the great world view, the high prophetic song of the immense earth and all that sings in it and our relation to it. Poets, descend to the street of the world once more and open your minds and eyes with the old visual delight. Clear your throat and speak up. Poetry is dead. Long live poetry with terrible eyes and buffalo strength. Stop mumbling and speak out with a new wide open poetry, with a new common sensual public surface, with other subjective levels or other subversive levels, a tuning fork in the inner ear to strike below the surface, or your own sweet self still sing yet utter the word en masse. Poetry, the common carrier for the transportation of the public to higher places than other wheels can carry it. Poetry still falls from the skies into our streets still open. They haven't put up the barricades yet. The street's still alive with faces. Lovely men and women still walking there. Still lovely creatures everywhere. In the eyes of all, the secret of all still buried there. Whitman's wild children still sleeping there. Awake and walk in the open air.